This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's emerged this week that the U.S. National Security Agency has been spying on World of Warcraft video gamers and keeping tabs on other virtual worlds. It's worth noting that gaming companies have already been on patrol, not for terrorists, but to root out what are called gold farms, systems of low-paid workers overseas producing virtual goods to sell for real money to wealthier gamers. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more.
Brian Keegan is a computational scientist at Harvard. He looked at an NSA-style dump of 5 years' worth of user behavior on the game EverQuest. And he says, you'd have to be a pretty dumb terrorist to think that World of Warcraft was a good place to hold a cell meeting when the companies are listening to everything.
Certainly much smarter ways to sort of go about sort of talking about things you don't want to be heard than logging into a virtual world of orcs and elves where you've got 10 million of your closest friends who are also listening in.
At the same time, he says, deploying individual virtual spies would be insanely labor-intensive. Vili Leodonverta studies virtual economies at Oxford. He almost wonders if the whole thing happened because an NSA worker's boss caught him playing World of Warcraft on company time.
They came up with this ruse that, I'm a chasing terrorist in the game. and that joke sort of got out of hand, and now they have a whole project devoted to that.
And now it's all over the news. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.